Good evening to everyone.
Dobar večer vsem.
I am very happy to be with you this evening.
Zelo sem srečen, da sem lahko z vami nocoj.
I am sorry I cannot speak Slovenian your language. I would like.
Obžalujem, da ne poznam vašega jezika.
I have bought a book, a grammar and a dictionary, but I could not make the lecture in Slovenian.
Imam eno knjigo, kupil sem si jo, slovnico o slovenščini, vendar mi ni uspelo doslej se naučiti.
So I will speak English.
Zato bom govoril angliško.
And you will hear Slovenian.
In vi boste poslušali po slovensko.
I will speak first of all about the Christians in the Holy Land.
Najprej bom govoril o kristijanih v sveti deželi.
The Christian presence in the Holy Land is small.
Navzočnost kristijanov v sveti deželi je majhna.
The Church of Jerusalem is the first and most important among the churches all over the world.
Kljub temu je cerkev v Jeruzalemu izmed vseh cerkva po svetu prva in zato najpomembnejša.
Being the mother church,
saj mati vseh ostalih cerkva.
But it is a small church.
Je pa majhna cerkev.
The fact of being small is related not only to human and historical circumstances,
njena majhnost ni samo posledica družbenih in zgodovinskih okoliščin,
but mainly to the mystery of Jesus in the land.
Pač pa gre predvsem za skrivnost Jezusove navzočnosti v tej deželi.
Indeed, Jesus came, as says St. John, to his own, and his own did not welcome him.
Zares je tako, kot je rekel, prišel je med svoje in njegovega niso sprejeli.
2000 years ago Jesus was not recognized in his land.
Pred 2000 leti Jezusa v njegovi deželi niso spoznali.
Today, 2000 years after, Jesus remains in the same situation.
Danes po 2000 letih kasneje Jezus ostaja v istem položaju.
Not recognized in his land.
V njegovi lastni deželi še vedno ni prepoznan.
And we small Christian community, we are witnesses to Jesus in his land.
In mi, naša majhna krščanska skupnost, smo Jezusove priče v njegovi deželi.
In our two societies, Palestinian and Israel.
In sicer v dveh družbah, palestinski in izraelski.
We are small, but we are also many. We are 13 churches.
Smo majhni, toda hkrati smo mnogovrstni, številčni. Štejemo 13 cerkva.
6 Catholic churches.
6 katoliških.
5 Orthodox churches,
5 pravoslavnih cerkva,
and 2 Protestant churches,
in 2 protestantski cerkvi.
Our jurisdiction, all of us, the 13 churches, covers almost the same territories.
Pravna jurisdikcija vseh teh 13 cerkva pokriva skoraj enako ozemlje.
Israel, Palestine and Jordan.
Izrael, Palestino in Jordan.
The total population is about 15 million people.
Celotna populacija je okoli 15 milijonov prebivalcev.
And all Christians, we are the 2% of the population.
Med njimi pa je vseh kristijanov skupaj za samo 2%.
The majority of the church in Palestine and Israel is Palestinian.
Večina cerkva v Palestini in Izraelu je palestinskih.
The language of the people and of the liturgy is Arabic.
Jezik, ki ga verniki uporabljajo med seboj in v bogoslužju, je arabski.
And there are various liturgical and ethnical languages like Greek, Latin, Syriac, Aramaic, etc.
Ob arabščini pa so še v rabi različni bogoslužni in etnični jeziki: grški, latinski, sirski ali aramejski, koptski, armenski in etiopski.
Palestinian Christians belong to the Arabic culture and history and are part of the Palestinian people.
Palestinski kristijani pripadamo arabski kulturi in zgodovini in smo del palestinskega naroda, ki je sestavljen iz muslimanov in kristijanov.
And they are part of its aspirations, hopes and sufferings.
Na sebi čutijo njegova hrepenenja, upe in trpljenje.
Our presence is respected by the authorities, both civil and religious.
Tako civilne kot verske oblasti spoštujejo našo navzočnost.
And the services and institutions of the church are open to all, Muslims and Christians.
Različne službe in ustanove naše cerkve so odprte za vse, tako muslimane kot kristijane.
Inside the state of Israel there are Christians who are Palestinians.
V okviru izraelske države živijo verni kristijani, ki so palestinske narodnosti.
And there are Christians who form the Hebrew-speaking community.
In kristijani, ki prihajajo iz hebrejsko govoreče skupnosti.
They are a small community, several hundreds.
Pri slednjih gre za majhno skupnost, zgolj nekaj sto vernikov.
And they are an integral part of the Israeli society, with its aspirations, hopes and sufferings.
In oni so sestavni del izraelske družbe z vsemi njenimi hrepenenji, upi in trpljenjem.
Besides this Hebrew-speaking community related to the Catholic or the Anglican churches, there are also thousands of Russian Orthodox immigrants.
Poleg teh katoličanov ali anglikancev, ki govorijo hebrejsko, imamo še tisoče imigrantov, ki so pravoslavni Rusi.
There are also the Messianic Jews, few thousands, who believe in the gospel and Jesus.
Obstajajo tudi mesijanski judje. To so judje, ki verjamejo v evangeliji in v Jezusa.
Without any belonging to church communities and remaining an integral part of the Israeli society.
Toda oni ne pripadajo krščanskim cerkvenim skupnostim, so pa sestavni del izraelske družbe.
Now about the political situation.
Sedaj pa nekaj o politični situaciji.
In the Holy Land there is a conflict between Israeli and Palestinians.
V sveti deželi se odvija spopad med Izraelci in Palestinci.
For the Palestinians the conflict consists in the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories.
Za Palestince je to spopad zaradi izraelske okupacije palestinskih območij.
For the Israeli the conflict is a fight against terrorism.
Za Izraelce pa pri tem spopadu gre za boj proti terorizmu.
It is a question of security and legitimate defense.
Gre za vprašanje varnosti in legitimne obrambe.
The fact of the occupation of the Palestinian territories becomes in this vision a secondary one.
Dejstvo okupacije palestinskih območij je v tem pogledu za njih sekundarnega značaja.
Though in reality the essence of the conflict and the cause of all violence and extremism is the occupation itself.
Kljub temu, da je v resnici bistvo tega spopada in vzrok vsega nasilja in ekstremizma ravno njihova okupacija.
Occupation means lack of freedom, political or economical, daily Israeli incursions in the Palestinian towns to kill or to take Palestinian prisoners or demolish houses.
Okupacija pomeni odsotnost svobode, bodi si politične ali ekonomske. Prinaša dnevne vdore Izraelcev v palestinska mesta s usmrtitvami, oduzemom prostosti palestincem ali rušenjem njihovih hiš.
It means also a separation wall that makes the Palestinian towns similar to big prisons.
Pomeni tudi zgrajen ločitveni zid, ki je od palestinskih mest naredil velike zapore, po katerih se sicer lahko giblješ znotraj.
One is free to move inside, but is not free to come out except with military permits.
Ne moreš pa se prosto gibati izven njih, razen z vojaškim dovoljenjem.
As a result, there is a Palestinian reaction, the formal and official one from the Palestinian Authority, that consists in talks with the Israeli authorities.
Rezultat tega je palestinska reakcija. Uradna reakcija palestinskih oblasti so mirovna pogajanja z izraelskimi oblastmi.
There is another type of reaction through violence and extremism that causes insecurity inside the state of Israel.
Druga oblika reakcije na okupacijo pa je nasilje in skrajneži, ki ogrožajo varnost znotraj izraelske države.
It is useful to give a summary about the origins and the development of the conflict between Israeli and Palestinians.
Zelo koristno je, če spoznamo sam začetek in razvoj spora med Izraelci in Palestinci.
It can be naturally discussed and presented with a different point of view.
To je seveda lahko predmet diskusij in se nanj lahko gleda iz različnih zornih kotov.
In the first phase of the conflict, that means in the end of the 19th century, the conflict was over the whole of historical Palestine.
V Spor se je v svoji prvi fazi, kar pomeni ob koncu 19. stoletja, razširil po vsem ozemlju zgodovinske Palestine, od Sredozemnega morja do reke Jordan.
At the end of the 19th century, all Palestine was part of the Ottoman Empire.
Ob koncu 19. stoletja se je vsa Palestina nahajala pod Otomanskim imperijem.
And all its inhabitants, Jews, Muslims and Christians, were Palestinians with Ottoman or Turkish citizenship.
Vsi prebivalci takrat, Judje, Muslimani in Kristijani, so bili Palestinci s otomanskim oziroma turškim državljanstvom.
The Ottoman Empire came to an end with the First World War from 1914 to 1918.
Otomanski imperij se je zrušil s prvo svetovno vojno 1914 do 1918. leta.
After the war, Palestine became under a British mandate, and all the inhabitants, Jews, Muslims and Christians, had a Palestinian passport.
Po vojni je Palestina postala britansko ozemlje in vsi njeni prebivalci, Judje, Muslimani in Kristijani, so imeli palestinski potni list.
With a Palestinian citizenship issued by the British domination.
In tudi palestinsko državljanstvo, ki ga je izdalo britansko poveljništvo.
During this period from 1918 to 1948, both Jews and Arabs were fighting against the British presence and among themselves.
V tem obdobju, od leta 1918 do 1948, so se bodisi Judje, bodisi Arabci borili zoper britansko prevlado in hkrati so se borili med seboj.
In 1948, the United Nations took the decision to divide Palestine in two parts, two halves, one for the Jews and one for the Arabs.
Leta 1948 so Združeni narodi sprejeli odločitev o delitvi Palestine na dve polovici, eno za Jude in drugo za Arabce.
The Arabs, being the majority, refused the division, seeing it as unfair, giving to the Jewish minority as much as to the Arab majority.
Arabci, ki so predstavljali večino, so zavrnili takšno delitev, ker je zanje bila nepoštena. Saj je judovska manjšina dobila enako kot arabska večina prebivalstva.
So there was the first direct military confrontation between Arabs and Jews in Palestine.
Takrat se je zgodil tudi prvi vojaški spopad med Arabci in Judi v Palestini.
In the same year 1948, the Jews succeeded in creating the Israeli state.
Istega leta 48 je Judom uspelo ustanoviti državo Izrael.
And from that time the inhabitants of the Holy Land were divided into two citizenships.
Od tistega časa so prebivalci svete dežele razdeljeni v dva državljanstva.
Israeli for all the inhabitants of the state of Israel, whether Jews or Arabs.
Izraelsko državljanstvo za vse prebivalce države Izrael, bodi si da so bili Judje ali Arabci,
Christians or Muslims,
Kristijani ali Muslimani,
and a Jordanian citizenship for those who remained in the part unoccupied by the Israeli state.
Ter jordansko državljanstvo za vse, ki so ostali na ozemlju izven izraelskega ozemlja.
And annexed by Jordan.
In ki je bilo priključeno Jordanu.
The state of Israel at the moment of its creation 1948 occupied the 78% of Palestine.
Izraelska država je v trenutku svojega nastanka leta 1948 zasedala 78% Palestine.
The remaining part, the 22% of Palestine, was annexed to Jordan.
Preostali del 22% Palestine pa je bil priključen Jordanu.
In 1967 another military confrontation took place between Israel and the Arab states, including Jordan.
Leta 1967 se je med Izraelom in arabskimi državami, vključno z Jordanom, vnel še en vojaški spopad.
At the end of which Israel occupied the remaining part of Palestine, that means the 22% that were annexed by Jordan in 1948.
S katerim, s tem spopadom, je Izrael okupiral še preostali del Palestine, to je tistih 22% ozemlja, ki je leta 1948 bilo priključeno Jordanu.
Now, with the military victory of Israel in 1967, the Palestinian land remained divided into distinct parts.
Z vojaško zmago Izraela leta 1967 je palestinsko ozemlje ostalo razdeljeno v dva ločena dela.
The state of Israel, a democratic state for all its citizens, Jews, Muslims and Christians.
V državo Izrael, demokratično državo za vse njegove prebivalce, jude, muslimane in kristijane.
And the occupied territories that were 2% of the former Palestine, where there is no democracy, that is instead the Israeli military occupation.
In drugi del v okupirana ozemlja, to je tistih 22% nekdanje Palestine, kjer ni demokracije. Namesto demokracije pa vlada izraelska vojaška okupacija.
Today the situation remains the same.
Danes je stanje popolnoma enako.
The state of Israel on the 78% and the Palestinian territories the 22% under Israeli occupation.
Država Izrael zajema 78% ozemlja in palestinska ozemlja preostalih 22% ozemlja, ki pa so pod izraelsko okupacijo.
In 1993 after the Oslo agreement a regime of Palestinian autonomy was agreed upon by Israel and the Palestinian Liberation Organization.
Leta 1993 je s podpisom sporazuma v Oslu med Izraelom in palestinsko osvobodilno organizacijo bila dogovorjena palestinska avtonomija.
A Palestinian authority was installed in the occupied territories.
Na okupiranih ozemljih je bila vzpostavljena palestinska oblast.
But always depending from the Israeli will and orders.
Kljub temu je ostala podrejena izraelski volji in ukazom.
Since 1967 until today, the Palestinian resistance to the Israeli occupation took various forms, non-violent and violent.
Od leta 1967 do danes se je palestinski odpor, upor zoper izraelsko okupacijo, izražal v različnih oblikah, nenasilnih in tudi nasilnih.
The Israeli have won all the wars against Palestinians and the Arab world.
Izraelci so doslej zmagali v vseh vojnah proti palestincem in proti arabskemu svetu.
But they did not reach peace and security.
Toda s tem niso dosegli miru in varnosti.
Until today they are fighting against the Palestinians and they are maintaining the occupation in order to guarantee their security.
Vse do današnjih dni se borijo proti palestincem in ohranjajo svojo okupacijo v cilju zagotavljanja lastne varnosti.
The Palestinians through partly non-violent resistance or through violence then extremism so far lost everything.
Palestinci so bodisi skozi nenasilen odpor, bodisi skozi nasilje in ekstremizem doslej izgubili skoraj vse.
And they form now two distinct camps. The legitimate Palestinian Authority, who took the decision of claiming for their independence and the end of occupation by means of non-violence.
In so trenutno Palestinci razdeljeni v dve ločeni grupaciji. Prva je legitimna palestinska oblast, ki se je odločila, da svoja prizadevanja za neodvisnost in končanje izraelske okupacije doseže na nenasilen način.
And through the frame solution being to create two states, Israeli and Palestinians.
In s pogovori in sodelovanjem med Izraelom in Palestinom. Njihova okvirna rešitev je ustvarjanje dveh držav, Izraela in Palestine.
The other camp formed by some political parties, Hamas, for example, believes that violence is the only way to deal with the Israeli and the only way to put an end to occupation.
Drugo skupino tvorijo nekatere politične stranke, kot je predvsem Hamas, ki še vedno verjamejo, da je nasilje edini način ravnanja z Izraelci in edini način končanja njihove okupacije.
So the conflict now for the Israeli is a question of security and a fight against terrorism.
Skratka, pri tem spopadu za Izraelce gre za vprašanje varnosti in boja proti terorizmu.
For the Palestinians it is a question of putting an end to the Israeli occupation of the 22% of Palestine.
Za palestince pa gre za vprašanje končanja izraelske okupacije nad 22% zgodovinske Palestine in doseganje lastne svobode in neodvisne države.
Now the role of the Christians in this conflict.
Sedaj poglejmo vlogo palestinskih kristjanov v tem konfliktu.
First of all, it is the voice of the church for peace and justice, for equality between persons and peoples.
Prvič gre za glas cerkve za mir in pravičnost, za enakost med ljudmi in enakost med narodi.
All Israeli and Palestinians are created on the image of God and have the same dignity given to them by the same God.
Vsi, tako Izraelci kot Palestinci, so ustvarjeni po Božji podobi in so od Boga prejeli enako dostojanstvo. Zato so vsi povabljeni biti bratje in sestre.
That means the Israeli must have their state and their security, and the Palestinians alike must have their state and their security.
To pomeni, da Izraelci morajo imeti svojo državo in svojo varnost, in da tudi Palestinci morajo imeti svojo državo in svojo varnost.
Therefore we say occupation is illegal and must be terminated.
Zato smo mnenja, da je okupacija nezakonita in da se mora končati.
No people has the right to submit to his own domination another people.
Noben narod nima pravice, da bi pod svojo dominacijo podjarmil drug narod.
We say as well and very clearly, occupation must be resisted, but through non-violent resistance, which is the best way to end the conflict.
Enako smo odločni pri jasnem stališču, da se je okupaciji sicer treba upreti, toda na miroljuben, nenasilen način, ki je boljši, najboljši način za končanje konfliktov.
We say yes to resist the occupation, but we say also, and with the same clarity and firmness, no to extremist and terrorist ways used in words and military actions on both sides.
Uporu zoper okupacijo jasno rečemo da, toda hkrati jasno in odločno povemo ne ekstremističnim in terorističnim načinom, ki se izražajo v besedah in v vojaških akcijah na obeh straneh.
Second, Christians, though we are few, we are present in the political action and various political parties, and so they have their influence in supporting a vision for peace and justice through non-violence.
Drugič, kristjani, če tudi smo malo številni, smo navzoči na političnem prizorišču in v različnih političnih strankah, tako da lahko izvajamo svoj vpliv skozi podporo za doseganje miru in pravičnosti z nenasilnimi sredstvi.
Third, we have an action in the inter-religious dialogue on various levels and in more than one organization.
Tretjič, kristjani vodimo medverski dialog na različnih ravneh in v okviru različnih organizacij.
In the Christian-Jewish dialogue on the international level and with the Universal Church, Palestinian Christians are present and active.
Na mednarodni ravni so palestinski kristjani navzoči in aktivni v medverskem krščansko-judovskem dialogu, ki ga vodi Vesoljna cerkev.
On the local level, in the dialogue between Jews, Muslims and Christians.
Na lokalni ravni smo ravno tako navzoči v dialogu med Judi, muslimani in kristjani.
They are also present. Among the many organizations for dialogue, one must be mentioned.
Med mnogimi organizacijami za dialog bi rad izpostavil eno.
The Council of Religious Institutions of the Holy Land.
Svet verskih inštitucij Svete dežele.
It started in the year 2002 in Alexandria, Egypt.
Ustanovljen je leta 2002 v Aleksandriji v Egiptu.
Thanks to an initiative of the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord George Curry.
Predvsem po zaslugi nekdanjega anglikanskega nadškofa iz Canterburyja, Lorda Georgea Curryja.
It became afterwards a local institution in which Norway had and has an important role, offering a facilitator and the needed budget.
Ta svet je postal ustanova, v kateri ima pomembno vlogo Norveška, ki nudi vso podporo in potrebna sredstva.
In this council, the Grand Rabbinate is part of for the Jewish side.
V tem svetu judovsko stran predstavlja veliki rabinat.
The great judge for the Muslim side.
Muslimansko stran pa predstavlja great judge, en najvišji muslimanski organ.
All the 13 heads of churches of the Holy Land for the Christian side.
Krščansko stran pa vseh 13 poglavarjev krščanskih cerkva. Svete dežele.
We met often and we still meet.
Srečanja smo imeli pogosto in še vedno se srečujemo.
We are trying to reflect together as believers before God on the rights and duties of all Israeli and Palestinians.
Kot verniki pred Bogom skušamo skupaj razmišljati o pravicah in dolžnostih vseh, tako Izraelcev kot Palestincev.
And on ways that can lead to the resolution of the conflict.
Ter najti poti, ki bi lahko privedle do rešitve spora.
So far the political authorities, international and local, Israeli and Palestinian, have showed a particular interest in our action.
Doslej so izraelske in palestinske, lokalne in mednarodne politične oblasti izkazale veliko zanimanje za naše delo.
They feel now that they need the support of religious leaders given their influence on the people.
Oni se sedaj jasno zavedajo, da za obsodbo ekstremizma in terorizma nujno potrebujejo podporo verskih voditeljev glede na njihov vpliv na ljudi.
To condemn extremism and terrorism.
Da bi tako spodbudili spravo med sprtimi stranmi.
In order to make that reconciliation possible. But here we say we cannot from one side ask the religious leaders to condemn extremism and violence while the political leaders on the other side keep using violence.
Z naše strani pa opozarjamo, da ni mogoče od verskih voditeljev pričakovati, da obsodijo ekstremizem in nasilje, če politični voditelji nadaljujejo z uporabo nasilja.
Entering the Palestinian towns to kill or to make prisoners.
Z vdori v palestinska mesta s ubijanjem ali zajemanjem ujetnikov.
A ceasefire on both sides must be imposed in order to allow true and serious talks between both sides.
Najprej je nujno doseči prekinitev ognja z obeh strani, da bi potem omogočili resne pogovore z njimi.
Fourth, Palestinian Christian contribution comes from the support they receive from churches all over the world.
Četrtič, prispevek palestinskih kristjanov prihaja tudi od podpore, ki so jo deležni od cerkva za vseh koncev sveta.
We are indeed grateful to the churches of the world, the Holy See in Rome, the World Council of Churches, and other particular churches who support and echo often our voice.
Resnično smo hvaležni cerkvam po vsem svetu, svetemu sedežu v Rimu, organizaciji Svetovni svet cerkva in drugim posameznim cerkvam, ki podpirajo in pogosto razglašajo naš glas.
From our side we call upon the churches of the world to play the role of reconcilers.
Z naše strani pa spodbujamo cerkve po svetu naj prevzamejo vlogo mirovnih posrednikov.
To take seriously the ministry of reconciliation of which speaks St. Paul.
Naj resno jemljejo svoj poklic za doseganje sprave, o katerem je govoril sveti Pavel.
St. Paul says, God reconciled us to himself through Christ and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
Sveti Pavel je povedal, vse je od Boga, ki nas je po Kristusu spravil s seboj, nam pa naložil službo sprave.
We do not want churches to be pro-Israeli or pro-Palestinians, but pro both and helping both to reach reconciliation.
Mi ne želimo, da postanejo proizraelski ali propalestinski, temveč pro oboje za oba in da obema pomagajo na poti do sprave.
The conclusion.
Sklep.
Today there are talks between the Israeli and the Palestinian authorities.
Danes se pogovori med izraelskimi in palestinskimi oblastmi nadaljujejo.
In the same time Israeli continue to put facts on the ground that are obstacles to peace.
Krati pa Izraelci nadaljujejo s politiko izvršenih dejstev, ki ovira doseganje miru.
The building of new settlements in Palestinian territories
graditev novih naselij na palestinskih območjih,
or the expansion of the already existing ones,
ali razširitev že obstoječih.
The daily military incursions in the Palestinian towns,
dnevni vojaški udori v palestinska mesta,
and so on, that provoke violent reactions from Palestinian parts and hence do not allow serious talks about peace.
In ostala dejanja, ki sprožajo nasilne reakcije palestinskih strank in posledično onemogočajo resnost mirovnih pogovorov.
Now, if you follow me, not here. In these days there are talks among Israeli and Palestinians.
V teh dneh ravno potekajo pogovori med Izraelci in Palestinci.
And it seems that they are coming closer to peace.
In zdi se, da se približajo mirovni rešitvi.
But the change in the of between Olmert and the others,
razlika med Olmertom in drugimi,
will delay the result of these talks.
Bo malce podaljšala doseganje rezultatov teh pogovorov.
It is, I heard speaking, that they could reach definitive solution.
Slišal sem, da bi lahko dosegli definitivno rešitev.
About the middle of next year 2009.
Nekje na polovici prihodnjega leta 2009.
So we pray and we hope that this will be achieved.
Zato molimo in upamo, da bodo to tudi dosegli.
And we say the final here.
Yes.
And we say peace is a gift of God.
Mi pravimo takole, mir je Božji dar.
Especially to His holy land.
Še posebej v njegovi sveti deželi.
So far our political leaders knew how to make war.
Doslej so naši politični voditelji bili sposobni zgolj zagotoviti nadaljevanje vojne.
They are still incapable to reach peace and security.
Še vedno pa niso sposobni zagotoviti mir in varnost.
We pray may God send leaders wise and courageous.
Zato prosimo Boga, naj nam pošlje modre in pogumne voditelje,
to take the risk of peace,
ki bodo znali tvegati za mir.
And to give back to the Holy Land its true character of holiness.
In ki bodo sveti deželi vrnili njen prvotni značaj svetosti in blagoslova.
And a blessed life for all its inhabitants, Israeli and Palestinians, Jews, Muslims and Christians.
Svetosti in blagoslova v življenju vseh njenih prebivalcev, Izraelcev in Palestincev, Judov, Muslimanov in Kristijanov.
And thank you.
Hvala vam.
Thank you.